to our guest, Scotty Jamieson, Melbourne City captain, who, of course, is captain of the number one team in the A-League at the moment, top of the table, and I'm going to bring him into this conversation. I'd like to get his take on it. Scotty, good morning.
Morning, Huff. How are you? Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, we'll get to the 7-0 drubbing and how awesome you guys are at the moment shortly, but just on this stuff, this integrity stuff.
Yeah.
How does it play out from an A-League perspective? Is it the same system? You walk in the doors and then you put your phone in the box and then you pick them up at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's made some headlines, hasn't it? I kind of bring it back to the basics. It's a mobile phone. It's players who are concussed, who they've said they've contacted their family to let them know they're safe. So I understand there's rules and regulations, but I also want to put in the basic terms. We're talking about a mobile phone that they haven't, you know, done anything super, super bad. So I'm of the opinion that this has been massively, massively overplayed. And in terms of your question, yeah, we put our phones in and we're not allowed to have them in there. But, geez, guys, it's a mobile phone. We're talking about this the last 4 or 5 days. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, the world of sports, sure, I'll say before, highlighted pretty well. There's been so much activity of ill repute and dodgy activity in recent years in sport, and obviously some stand out more than others in terms of the sports, but the integrity of sport to the fan is paramount. So I understand why there's been the conversation. I must admit, we were talking yesterday, Scotty, or Monday, about this, and I was with you that they probably never found themselves in that situation, just letting everyone know they're all right, and grand scheme of things, not a big deal. But if you do take it from an integrity perspective and a perception perspective, as the guys are saying here, it does wave a massive red flag in terms of what might happen if it gets into the wrong hands.
I just said I can see both sides of the story, but then I also go back to a simpler form of being a player myself, and you'd like to think Dakoe and the other boy are, I wouldn't say upstanding citizens, but you think they'd know the rules. But as I said, there's so much good that happened on the weekend, and then this is getting talked about. So that's just my opinion. As I said, I understand there's rules and regulations, but like I said, I thought there's so much good on the weekend that came from the AFL, and then this is the biggest talking point.
Well, there's a fair bit of good happening in the A-League too, just by the way. Saturday night, there's lots of goodness at Amy Park. 7 times there was goodness in your performance against Melbourne Victory. Now, you come off the first game where you beat them 6-0.
Yeah.
What are you thinking when you get to the game on Saturday night? Are you thinking just one will do us, or are you thinking that you got 5 or 6 in you?
No, the whole message. I think the whole message throughout the week and then the day of the game that, you know, the first result was a one-off. And that was the true belief that, you know, that wouldn't happen again. And quite frankly, it was, you know, a very far-fetched result. And then, yeah, I guess myself and PK with the ones who were spreading that message looked like fools, because we went one better with 7. But look, it was a great result. I'm not downplaying that. Did we feel sorry for Victory, you know, and the players and their staff and their fans? Of course we did. You know, it's one of them results where, you know, the first one was amazing and truly special. And then, you know, this one was great too, but you're seeing a wounded animal there across from you. And I know there's a real divide in regards to rivalry with City and Victory, but, you know, that one was for the fans. Both were the fans, honestly. But, yeah, the second one for us was that we felt a little bit sorry for them.
Well, it was a 6-0 win early in March, so it was a thrashing just a month ago as well. You did speak, Scotty, about going into that game and not wanting to have any complacency, which I guess is potentially a challenging thing given the situation of both clubs and that result. What were the sort of things that you spoke about it to the players leading into that match to make sure there wasn't that sense of complacency?
Well, even before, Sherelle, I mean, we've had a great run of results in terms of winning. And the whole message there was, you know, stay hungry, because, you know, some people can get, tired of winning. And that sounds a little bit weird in the sense of, you know, you're in a competitor, you're winning for points. But some people just take it for granted, and they can turn up and win every game. So that's been the message throughout the whole, I guess, good run is stay hungry. Winning isn't easy, but it's very enjoyable, and that was the case on Saturday leading up to the game. Is, you know, the derby games are completely different. You know, form goes out the window, and when it comes to results like 6-0 prior, they don't happen. also that didn't happen either. It was seven, so
that's exactly right.
It was a completely weird night, but I think our players fully understand that. You know, the only player who's in front of you, we're playing a club and a team that's probably at rock bottom. So, you know, we spoke about it after the game, straight after the game, addressed it, but we also wanted to make it known to our fans that, you know, that was a special result for them, and we don't underestimate that. You know, our fans have always been the butt of the Victory fans' jokes. So, you know, it's for them. It's for them to turn up on a Monday morning to their Victory fans and you know, sprinkle a little bit of city love.
Yeah, well, you know, something that they would have celebrated is Jamie McLaren. 19 goals in 16 games this season, 5 in that win, 7-0 win over Melbourne Victory, 4 in the second half. He was in amazing form. He's been great this season, hasn't he?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I think, you know, the magnitude of it, you know, five goals against a team that, well, I know they're coming last, but, I mean, 5 goals against the rivals on a big stage like that. Says a lot, and for me, you know, all the goals apart from the penalties were really good. So for him to have done what he's done so far in his career, but also this season, you know, he backs it up every year. I think people are waiting on him to have a real dry spell of, you know, 5 to 10 games where he doesn't score. And you know, there's been times where I'm just thinking, surely he's not going to keep continuing, but he does it on end. And it's a credit to him. You know, he's a fantastic player, but also a fantastic professional who works his butt off.
Scotty, I'm slightly obsessed by him because I just think he's an absolute superstar of the sport. And he doesn't talk a big game necessarily, but he talks a confident game and then backs it up with actions consistently.
He does, mate, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of like that because I think he's good for the sport. He's 27. Is he getting better?
I think he's... like you said, I think I said this before on the show that I've probably never met anyone who's so quietly so confident in his ability and what he can do. And yeah, he's 27, and you know, you'd probably think around his peak he's 28, 29. So you know, for that to be on the horizon is pretty scary. So hopefully, it's with Melbourne City. I know he's off contract next season, and you know, he's obviously building a house here in Melbourne. So I believe he'd like to stay, but I guess it's up to the club to come to the party and speak to him in due course.
So you've played all over the world. I mean, at the level he's playing now, I mean, does he score multiple goals in say the championship in England, or I mean, what sort of level would you be able to compare him with compared to what he's doing?
Look, that's a great question. You know, a different. I don't think there's going to be too many fences in the championship like Melbourne Victory's were the other night with a few holes in them. But I definitely feel Jay could do a job in England. You know, the Premier League's probably out of the reach at the moment. Not to say he couldn't do it if someone had the real big belief in him. The championship, yeah. I mean, he's a predator. He's a goal scorer. There's chances created in that league. If you look at that league this year, there's been multiple games with goals. So no doubt he could do a job in England. But it's up to, you know, two things. You know, whether one, he would like to do it, but also, you know, a team. Well, three things. Two, a team that wants to take the punt. And then three, if they want to let City, if City want to receive a transfer fee and let him go.
Hopefully, for your sake, he stays.
No, we need him here. Let's keep him here. He's doing nice things. He's building a house, as you said. He wants to settle. Let's keep him settled. And you're settled at the top of the table at the moment, Scott. You mentioned before your recent run. You've won 8 of the last 10. There's a draw and a loss in there as well. But 8 of 10 is some sort of streak. And now you're top of the table with the game in hand with a third of the season to go. I mean, are you as confident now in this team as you've ever been?
Yeah. I'm very confident. I'm fully aware of what's coming up in regards to, you know, the games left, but then also, you know, boys will be leaving, you know, the final series for national team duty, which, you know, is frustrating. So, you know, I'm looking at it more on a short-term kind of thing and trying to get those points accumulated game by game, and then we'll take the final series for what it is and then move forward.
You're going beautifully at the moment. No, you're going much better than the Super League, the European Super League, Scotty, if we just change back a little bit. Now, there's some unbelievable stories coming out today, how many teams are pulling out. The 12 super clubs are now a bit down to about four, seemingly, although there's only one official, that's Manchester City at this stage. What's your take on that and what it means and why this has got to this point and how bad it is for the game? Because unless, of course, you think it's good, because seemingly everyone thinks it's a horrible idea.
No. Truly unbelievable, guys. You know, I guess I've always thought the money in football would surpass, and something like this may happen, but I didn't think it would happen as soon as it has. And you know, you talk about those American billionaires who have really put in money, and then you look back on their decisions that they've made, and it all makes sense now that they've just tried to use it as a I guess a vehicle to you know really rip the heart out of football and just bring money in. And for me, you know, seeing the backlash and waking up this morning and yesterday morning, you know, it's been unbelievable. But I think the whole big scheme of things, and I think you know to a lesser extent, you're talking about here in Australia with clubs and fans, is the power that fans have is unbelievable. I mean, if you looked at the images of this morning of Chelsea, yesterday of Liverpool. And then the decisions this morning of these clubs pulling out, it's down to the fans. And I think it's important for every fan here in Australia, whether it's AFL, whether it's netball, whether it's basketball, whether it's the A-League. You know, the fans have the biggest say, you know, whether they think they do or they don't, they do. And for them to get these clubs out of the Super League is unbelievable because, you know, English football for its existence has always been about, I guess, those small clubs and the competing of trying to make it into the Champions League or whatever. So for this to happen is unbelievable. And I think, you know, these American owners will find out the tough way when it comes to fans getting back in that, you know, they're going to cop a lot of barrage and criticism, and rightly so, because it was greed. It was pure for their own net worth, and it was terrible.
Well, what will it be like? How do you think the impact will be with the fans? Do you think that people will just be able to go, okay, you know, we've moved on from that now and their passion will be just the same? Or do you think it's going to have a bigger dent than that?
No, I think this will run through. I think you'll find, you know, the English fans are a different breed when it comes to football. And that's not me trying to make it, you know, something it's not. I've lived over there, I've got family over there, I've played over there, and there's one thing for sure, that these people will die for their football clubs. And when you have an American person who doesn't set foot in the stadium, you know, trying to take him into a European Super League and then, you know, really just let the Premier League die away, it'll be known. And when these crowds come back, you know, these gentlemen who own these clubs of Arsenal, Tottenham, City, United, not so much City because they pulled out this morning, but you know, Liverpool, especially Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool are a club that is built on tradition of hard work and a real family club. You know, I can't really see John Henry, you know, coming out of this at all. And I wouldn't be surprised if there is a push to get the owners out. Whether that happens, I don't know. But you know, there's definitely going to be a case of, you know, these owners are never going to be forgiven. And that's something that, you know, will definitely, I think, change the course of their ownership.
I reckon you're right. I reckon there's a bit to play out in all this. But Manchester City have pulled out of the Super League. There is threats from, or reports of at least half a dozen others as well. It's a debacle, Scotty. But you guys, Melbourne City, are not a debacle. You are on top of the world, certainly on top of the A-League table. And a trip to Macarthur to continue the run this week is what's in store for you Saturday night, mate. Great to chat as always. We've missed you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.